I would actually love to wear clothes designed by Nick Douglas.
Me too. Oh, I thought you were going to say designed by Basics Plus.
Yeah, well, that's
your
you.
Line.
Yeah,
that's me. Yeah, Basics Plus.
Listen, we're going to do this right now. I'll be treasurer.
I'll be CEO.
Okay.
Now that we've done the normal thing you do when you're starting a company.
I'll be there for you.
Jason, what role will you have in Basics Plus?
I could do CTO if the T is like pretty lightweight.
I'm treasurer, which is basically CTO, but from high school.
Okay.
You can run the school store.
Is this a high school company or is that set in stone?
No, it's not. I'm just going to be treasurer, though. I just want a business card that's just like treasurer.
We're bringing treasurer back.
We're bringing treasurer back is the worst YouTube parody that I've ever seen. Obama girl ran out of ideas.
So at the sound of opening...
I'm bringing treasurer back. Oh. Alexander Hamilton was probably one. I didn't pay attention to the play.
That's a waste of money.
That would have been really good if I could finish first couplet.
If you could finish.
I'm your slave.
You guys didn't tell me this was an a cappella podcast.
Free the slaves.
Yep. What part are you? Baritone? Bass?
I'm definitely baritone.
Okay.
I could fake a bass.
Okay.
Duh. Nope. Good. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Try it. Went for my lowest note.
Fooled you.
Hello.
Yeah, well, the only way to figure out what part you are in the Barbershop Quartet is do the hello test.
Yeah, hello.
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 Oh, I'm low on the hello scale. Do your lowest hello. That's what we should do. Go around.
Yeah.
Do your lowest hello.
Hello.
Okay. You got to beat that to be the bass.
My instinct is to go slightly above.
Fight your
however many steps fight it is.
Beat the bass is a good name.
This is a segment called Beat the Bass.
Clap that bass. Clap it till it's dizzy.
Hello. That's pretty good.
Hello.
That's higher. That's very much higher.
That's as low as it gets.
You made a scarier face, but it got higher. Oh, boy. It's a scary face.
For listeners, he's making a truly scary face.
But he's making it into the mic.
He's got great mic technique with that scary face. All right. Do you remember how low your hello was, Nick? I'm sorry. I got low.
Do I remember?
We should do them at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Hello.
So wait.
Hello.
Hello. You tried to go higher.
We're reverse barbershopping.
Oh, yeah.
We're starting with the highest.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to do your low. Okay, reverse barbershop, starting with Kevin.
Hello.
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 Holy shit.
Hello.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Also, we should definitely not be in an acapella group.
No.
That was truly awful.
Well, maybe we should be in an acapella group that goes upward instead of downward. Maybe that's the secret of acapella groups. That's why they always go up.
Can
so
everyone
you should start then.
Is it easy? Can you fuck up a hello, 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 hello?
Let's fucking find out.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
You already fucked it up. That's a fourth.
That's
supposed to be a third.
What language is this?
One more time with feeling. Hello.
Hello.
That's the note I'm already doing.
Hello.
All right, everyone, take five, except for Nick. Nick, you and me, we're going to sort through this. So I'm going to want you to walk up from what I do. One, two, three.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Same note.
Hello. Hello.
No, I'm starting at the same note. I'm building. I'm walking up the stairs.
Okay, you're
leaping.
What part
of take five do you not understand?
Kevin, do you know how to do the second one of these? Are you going to?
Yeah, all right. Do it.
Hello.
Hello. Someone's got to come in.
We're fucking leaving us out to dry.
I didn't know. I thought we were just helloing. Hi.
We are. We need
hello. Hi. Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi,
I
Tim.
Did it.
Tim.
Hi.
Thanks for showing up, Tim.
The transcript of this is going to be great. It's just going to be like hello about 1,000 times.
Guys, we can do this. I swear to God. This is like the high school treasurer level of a cappella things to do. This is not hard.
Wait, what's our a cappella group's name?
You got to have one of those before you start. That's why we're fucking
true.
Up.
That's why.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. I have nothing to hitch on to.
It's got
to
be a pun with like music or tones.
Of course.
Or...
Have we already put out my college a cappella group?
My Antonias.
That's the name. All right, my Antonias.
All right.
Hello. Wait, is that real?
No.
Oh,
in college, there was an a cappella group named American Standard. It was named after the toilets in the bathroom where they practiced.
That's cute.
Not bad.
That's very cute.
It's not a pun. It's a higher level joke.
It's better than look out for treble. Treble's coming your way.
Treble is Basics Plus. Treble is like a good pun until five people have done it.
I knew you were treble.
My sandals have altos. I don't know. Alto's a harder one. Who has a good alto pun? That's beyond Basics a cappella punning.
Marie Antoinette.
Good.
I'm going to give me a C+, which is about my high school grade average.
I'm making a C-plus face right now.
Oh, man. I'm sticking a pin in that. We got to talk about what kind of high schooler you were. We love that.
Oh, yeah,
we're going to get back to that, though, because we have to finish this thing. I have to leave this stoned turned. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I get it.
Hello.
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 You guys blew it.
Yeah, hello.
That was so deeply bad.
Yeah. We were so deeply good.
All right, coach me how to do a good
We're not supposed to be deeply anything.
You were shallowly bad, even.
Hello. Here's my hello. I'm
Maybe
to
we should start with him.
Start with us, and then reverse engineer.
And then you go.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 You're very close.
Your voice cracked.
You're better after the crack.
That's with me getting into.
Kevin, let's just do it together.
You keep changing the rules.
Hello.
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 Hello. Okay, let's see how high we can go. I'll start lower so we have more space. Hello.
Hello.
We're the Altones. Welcome to our concert.
And welcome to Let's Get Into It. We got to do our favorite segment right now. Kevin, what kind of high schooler were you?
Was this segment not 40-minute intro?
This is our 40-minute
acapella intro.
40-minute acapella. Boom, 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 beep, 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 boom, 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 beep, boom, 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 boom. Hey, that counter is the $10 you should pay for coffee, tenor.
I feel like you got to put emphasis on tenor to be like, Winky, it's a pun.
Right. Why don't you give that counter a tenor?
Too theatery, but that's close.
Okay, yeah. I winked.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my winky face, right?
Listeners, he winked.
Right into this mic. Did you hear that?
Whoa, that was audible.
Yeah, it's great mic technique. Oh, I wish we had... Oh, we do. We have stale Chinese donuts, probably still in the fridge.
Ooh.
If we didn't eat them.
Is that a euphemism?
Fuck,
yeah.
What is that a euphemism for?
Oh, God, great segment. My milkshake brings
all the boys to the yard. I like how we already skipped the other segment.
We'll get there.
I have one. Mine is locked in. Should I say it?
Yeah.
Oh, do you have to lock it? No. Are we locked
in? Just keep us waiting.
Wait, I thought we would lock it in, and then we would all announce ours.
Tim, is this your final
dum, 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 dum.
I need some.
Bum, bum, bum,
I need some music to.
I am white. I went to prep school.
The music of privilege.
It is my final joke.
Okay.
Stale Chinese donuts in the fridge is my euphemism for not having sex with my wife.
Oh, wait, what?
Is that my Chinese donuts are stale and they're in the fridge.
Yeah, you have the Chinese donuts.
They're my Chinese donuts.
Wait, the donuts are his penis? Or?
Yeah.
They're my testicles.
Which part
of
this?
My testicles.
Oh, they're his testicles.
Yeah, they're my testicles. Okay. And they're stale. Because they've been sitting out, unused.
You shouldn't put Chinese donuts in the fridge.
Why?
It's a bread product.
What do you do with bread products?
You eat them within 3 days.
What is a Chinese donut?
Oh, you're going to find out. There's a lot of unveiling mysteries in this episode.
They're dough balls from a Chinese restaurant. I don't think we can build...
God, you mystery dispeller. Boo!
I mean, it is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be like,
But we have a great bit where we eat
them. Does it taste like a regular donut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we eat them into a microphone.
They come from a Chinese restaurant. Okay. They call them Chinese donuts on the thing. They don't go just call them donuts.
God, just stop yelling at the guests.
Well, it's just weird like that at a Chinese restaurant. They'd be like, oh, it's like a Chinese. It could just be a donut because you're at a Chinese restaurant. It like goes without saying.
I quite agree.
Yeah.
Wow, brave, Nick. Real brave. Kevin's here.
Hey, I'm Kevin.
Guys, we're failing everything, including a cappella. I was going to say...
Especially a cappella, I think.
It's not even worth... We didn't even get a crack-up job of that opening.
If you just let us start...
Okay.
And then you went down. Hello!
Hello!
That's the same note.
That was a quarter tone away from each other.
Should I go up or down?
That was the single worst choice you could have made.
You know, Tim?
Go
no,
any
you
way you want to go.
Okay.
Do what you did again.
Take a direction. Okay. We'll suss it out.
Hello!
Hello. Why are you changing?
Am I?
Do we go in the middle? You split two octaves amongst the two of you. Give us no room.
Hello.
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 Hey, that almost worked.
That
was weirdly close. I'm not sure how we got to that.
You didn't go down. What?
Who didn't go down?
Whom?
The two guys
who
know how to sing, kind of.
This is our last chance, okay. And then we got to talk about Kevin's high school.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Well, we blew it.
Yep.
Really, it's like you two are like in a rap battle, and one of you does a verse, and then the other person just repeats the verse they just heard.
Yes. Except it lacks all context in the other direction. He's like, no, you've got a red shirt.
No mom spaghetti's on my shirt.
Yes. Well, that was a new segment called Ice Cold Open.
I feel like I'm just deflecting talking about high school. I'm
is
just
that
like,
what this is?
You know what would be a funny segment? Bookshelf fan light.
That's
oh,
true.
That would be great.
.com.
Wait, yeah. Does that fan need to turn off? Are you picking up?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, we should turn off that fan. If there was noise thus far in the podcast,
if there's anything we've learned,
I'll turn it off.
I can figure it out.
A year and a half of
I
doing
can't
this.
Figure it
just
out.
Keep hitting it. Oh. It worked.
I did
Kevin,
it.
Good job.
Listeners, Kevin did it, and Jason helped not at all.
I'm being, you know what? Now I'm going to doggedly pursue your high school. That's what you get. You double crossed me.
So are there like certain archetypes or?
I suppose so. I want to know the real poop. I'm not interested about archetypes. I'm not interested about paradigms. I'm interested in Kevin, the high schooler.
This is bringing up some dark stuff.
Really?
Well, I mean, like, I went to a private school that was very Christian, and I was not Christian, and I was also not white, and I got really, really into wrestling.
Now, how many of those things have changed in the interim?
Yeah, still not white, still not Christian. I guess I'm basically the same, but I don't wrestle anymore.
Actual physical wrestling?
Actual physical wrestling,
Whom
yes.
did you wrestle?
I mean, it's a team sport, so you wrestle other wrestlers from other schools.
I've never understood that sport at all.
Yeah, I think I still barely understand it.
Do you want to crack off a new segment with me called Sports Center?
Yeah, let's do it.
Kev, let's talk sports.
Yeah, sports are great. Love sports.
Me too. Wrestling, how do you do it?
Basically, what you do is you spend 6 minutes touching another person who is also, you're very sweaty, and then you realize, like, oh, they might be sweatier than you, and you're like, am I too sweaty? And like, no, they're pretty sweaty. And then 6 minutes later, one of you has pinned each other, or won by points, or not.
It's pretty hot in here now they turn that fan off.
Yeah, it's very hot.
I'm feeling
like,
pretty sweaty.
Yeah, but I'm just worried that I'm the sweaty one, but like maybe you're sweatier.
Are we wrestling right now?
Yeah, we're actually wrestling. We just have to do this for 6 minutes.
Okay.
We just talk about how sweaty we are.
And that's been Sports Center.
I love that we talk about sports for a second and you guys have nothing to contribute.
Nope. You can just hear it. It's not just a silence. It's just a withdrawal.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you guys do your competing segment, Center Sports.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Nick.
You're into centers.
Yeah, I love centers. I like the in the middle of the Target logo. That's one of my favorite centers. Bullseyes.
Oh, bullseyes?
Yeah.
Those are pretty much the same as the middle of the Target logo.
I mean, but one's a name brand store chain, and one is something that I shoot with my AR-9.
I feel like shooting things is enough a sport that has to move over to Sports Center.
Were you in the Red Sox side or the Yankees side of Connecticut?
Mason Dixon for that. I was right under Hartford, Connecticut, right in the middle.
Oh, so you're like a Whalers fan.
Yeah.
Tim, this is our chance. They're in Sports Center.
Yeah.
We can do center sports right this time.
All
right.
So you lead, because I obviously don't understand
what
this is.
Yeah, you keep pulling it over to sports. All right. My favorite center is Beverly Center in L.A.
My favorite center is the Sports Center. Oh, damn it.
Kevin, I think we might need to hire a third anchor for this.
Yeah, just like anyone that knows anything about sports.
Hey, you there, young boy.
Me?
Yes, you.
Who, me?
Are you looking for a new job?
I am.
What do they pay you over there at Center Sport?
They pay me in water.
Oh, boy. We have Gatorade over here. We're
what?
A sports center.
That has electrolytes.
It's actually Powerade.
What? That has power and electrolytes.
You just need to answer a few simple questions.
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, you got the job. We listened to your work. Great work.
Oh, great. What do you like about it?
I like the verve.
Ooh, I've got that. Oh, that's my catchphrase. Ooh, I got that.
That's going to be a hit. It's no cool as the other side of the pillow, but it's not bad.
Oh, great.
Our interview process consists of a segment we call Trumper Sports. If you can correctly name if this is something that was said in sports or by Donald Trump, you can join Sports Night.
Okay, I'm ready. I mean, ooh, I got that.
Welcome to Trump or Sports. Your first question is, make America great again.
Sports.
Correct.
Oh, man, that was a long shot.
Everyone knows Make America Great Again from the famous Bulls-Cavs showdown, wherein the Bulls with Michael Jordan got the crowd to chant, Make America Great Again, Make America Great Again, Make America Great Again. And that inspired Michael Jordan to sink a three-pointer from the sidelines. Swish! Nothing but net.
Let's, we were doing something before this all happened.
We were doing podcasts. Like
I keep...
Let's run
the
back.
Thread, the thread is right here.
Yeah, let's run back.
An hour nine of the podcast.
Just go with the flow.
Keep dropping. We're going to introduce Kevin soon. I know that. We have to get to that. Definitely.
Listener, you're listening to an edited version of this. It's like 6 a.m. now. We've been doing this for 9 hours. They won't let me leave.
We gotta introduce you, okay? Just stick around. We'll get to it. We gotta go to another break. All right, welcome back to Let's Get Into It. Nick has a really good idea.
Well, you can't introduce... This is the first thing.
All right, welcome back to Let's Get Into It. Nick has a really good idea. Nick, take it away.
It's not... You're playing it like Tim sings.
You want a fresh start?
Take it away,
bang,
Nick.
Bang, bang, bang.
It's your cue, Nick.
You boy, what day is it?
It's 7 a.m. in the morning, and we're recording Kevin's episode, who we're going to introduce soon.
Why am I still here?
We got to get gold out of this pod sesh, and Nick has the answer. Nick, what's that segment you want to do?
Hi, welcome to Script Notes, a podcast about screenwriting and things that are interesting.
Okay. I'm Craig Mazin.
Okay.
I'm going to guess nobody listens to that podcast.
Nope. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people listen to that podcast.
Can we get metrics on everybody?
Yeah. It's called Google.
Can I get those in metrics?
It's called google.uk.
Google with a U. It's pronounced Guftenant.
I don't get that joke. Hit me with that explanation. No, break it down for me.
Hit me with that explanation. This is a segment called Hit Me With That Explanation.
You know, all the segments
you have to make music for it now.
All the segments you make up can't be variations on it. Hit me with your best shot. It's 2 weeks in a row.
I just love the idea of a segment called Nick Explains a Joke He Just Made.
That's a segment now. Nick, explain this fucking joke about the good ahead.
Go back and give me music
all right,
on the Hit
fine,
Me With.
Fine. We'll take it from the top. 3, 2, 1.
No, go back.
Places, everyone. Take it from the top. Hey, welcome back. Let's get into it. Nick has a good idea.
So the joke is, it's a network.
No.
Nick.
In England.
No.
They pronounce lieutenant.
That's the joke?
That's not even a joke.
I'm not saying it's a joke. I made a joke, which was goof tenant. It was a goof, if you will.
I won't.
Because we'd been joking, Google UK, Google
Nick,
with a
I
U.
Loved it.
If Thank anyone you. Here is listening from the UK, please go to Nick's house, knock on the door, and tell him that was not a good joke.
Would you not give that a B+, Kev?
No, I'm going to give everything a B+. I will still give that a B+. Okay. But it was bad.
You are so generous.
Yeah.
I don't know. The acapella got an F.
Hello.
Fuck it. You're so close.
Right. Okay. Nick has a great idea.
Okay.
We're ready. We're rolling. Where everyone showed up at the studio, Nick. We are rolling tape. We want to do your good idea.
And action.
It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon.
What happened? This is not what I was told. What scene is this?
We weren't pitched that a one bit.
That's not on the production schedule for today.
Nick, please explain this joke.
Which one?
Wherever you
are. Were there many jokes in
there? There was a cornucopia.
Which one did I miss?
There was a panoply. There was a plethora. Does panoply mean plethora or cornucopia?
Cornucopia and panoply are closer than plethora.
Is an autodidact the same as a polymath?
No.
I'm glad we had a consensus.
Next segment.
We got to get back to the meat and potatoes of this pod.
Yes.
Wait, you call it a pod?
Yeah.
I'm kind of like partial to...
Cast?
Yeah, Cass, which Christine Fryer said, apostrophe Cass, yeah. Callback. Nice. It's for all you listeners that actually listen on a regular basis.
Well, we don't like to do fan service for people who listen to other episodes. But also, it's very tough to do the apostrophe in cast because you have to do the like option bracket because you have to force the smart quote to go the other way.
I'm going
to
leave for a while. Yeah. You guys, so you cool with that?
Yeah, no,
yeah, no, I'm going to
go ahead, Jason.
This is good, Nick. Keep going. I'll set you up. Nick has a great idea. Got
to
go.
If you just write pod, then the apostrophe to abbreviate off the cast is already facing the right way.
You know, you can just do like a straight quote.
It looks really ugly. It looks unfinished.
That's what it's by default. Like a single is
no. Just... By default, Google or like whatever it is, Word, any of them,
Word
they
might
all
do
go
it.
Like, "Whoop! Did you mean this?"
All right.
Even
I see
my
that.
Fucking
I see that.
Phone will go
that
like
fucking
whoop.
Paperclip.
This yeah. is the thing. Everyone remembers the paperclip, but you could download alternate versions of the assistant.
What?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Like
a dog or a genie?
There was a dog.
There was a wizard.
There was a wizard.
I love wizards.
You would not love this wizard.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine there was someone's job? It's just like, you have to create all the assistants. You got to find an animator. You got to write all the copy. I'm going to come in there. I'm like, I'm going to kick paperclip's ass because that's a dumb idea.
Right.
You know, it's like, I got a dog. I got a wizard. And like, none of those things ever took off.
Right. This is that guy. He's like... Your dad, like, I had the idea for Walmart. Make it a big store. Sell everything.
Your dad said that?
In one square. What?
Your dad said...
The hypothetical, dad.
Your hypothetical dad?
My hypothetical dad.
I'm back.
Dad?
I don't think my
Jesus, it's been like 30 years. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm ashamed of all of you. I'm leaving your mother again. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're just making all of the worst sounds for a podcast.
Oh, hey, it's Jason again. I'm back.
Get those Chinese donuts.
He sounds suspiciously like Nick's dad.
Well,
Nick's hypothetical dad who could have invented Walmart.
Hey, it sounds to me like we had a great idea for a segment while I was out, which is the worst sound for a podcast.
I think this might be the worst sound for a podcast.
Yeah. Take away that pop filter and give it to us raw.
Okay. Where'd you get those Chinese donuts?
So I was telling my mom the other day, she didn't do my laundry correctly.
Tim.
Yep.
It's your mother.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Why are you so concerned about the laundries?
I don't have any clean clothes anymore.
What are you doing? Were you mussing yours up?
Yeah.
You never leave the house. How are you getting things dirty?
I roll around in the basement all the time.
In the basement? What, you think that's the activity?
I'm practicing my wrestling moves.
All right. You're never going to be a wrestler with that gangle you got going on. The tall ones never win.
I don't know. I'm like an ant.
Wife?
Oh, son. God. Your father's back. Oh, just humor him.
Okay. Did you know the ants were invented because J.R.R. Tolkien thought that Shakespeare was... copping out by having the prophecy in Macbeth fulfilled that
honey,
the forest would move.
Honey, this is taking forever. Can we get a short version of this?
Wife?
Yes, husby.
Don't talk son. To her like that. Son, don't talk to me like that.
Just because you've been wrestling doesn't mean you can take me on,
I'll take you both on.
Oh, look who's a big boy
Mommy
now.
And Daddy.
Oh. Look who's a big wrestling boy now.
Oh, hoity-toity.
I'm going to take my petticoats off. You know what?
Come on,
I'm
Mommy.
I'm going to limber up. You've been asking for this for a while.
Coming
You're
going to
do your laundry after this, aren't you?
I'm going to put you both in the spin cycle.
Come at me, you dumb little boy.
Why, you little, I'll get you off your mother.
Ouch.
Oh.
Owie.
Oh.
Two questions.
Yep.
What are your questions, Kevin?
Jason, what voice was that?
Hi, I'm Jason. I played the role of Tim's mother in that sketch.
But like, what accent was that supposed to be?
It was an amalgam of Long Islandy mothers, I suppose.
Yeah, because it kind of started out as like Jewish mother, and then it kind of, yeah. No, it's not bad. Not bad. Yeah. Nick, what was your voice?
Just a sort of hypothetical kind of father figure.
I feel like it's like Whose Line, so I feel like you just got assigned points. Jason, Nick, 100 points. Tim, 200 points.
Ooh.
Oh.
These definitely mean something.
Which one's the B+?
Thank you.
Oh, you're all B+.
Oh, yes. Nice job, guys. What's another short-form improv game they do on Whose Line Is It Anyway? And let's see if we can get an A out of this.
I feel like the best game they do is Deal with Wayne Brady.
Let's play Deal with Wayne Brady, and I'm not playing Wayne Brady.
I'm not playing Wayne Brady. I'm touching my nose.
Yep. Nick, take it away.
Oh, hey, Superman.
Oh, really,
Why
Nick?
Are you...
What? Jesus.
What?
Yeah, racist.
Yeah, tone it down.
Hey, Superman.
Wow.
Come on,
really?
Nick.
Jesus, Nick.
That's the direction you go?
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? Didn't mean to call you that.
Guys, we gotta introduce Kevin. It's 8 in the morning now. Kevin's Tim, been here all night.
Tim, what are those?
Water.
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 A+.
Thanks.
That's not bad.
These are Chinese donuts.
Yeah, B+.
They're 2 weeks old.
So we have a segment, which name I forget, where we try to eat Chinese donuts as quietly as possible into the mic. These, we were going to do that 2 weeks ago, and we forgot. So now these are 2 week old Chinese donuts.
They smell like chicken fat.
Yep. Everyone take one.
What if I'm not hungry for whatever has been in the fridge for 2 weeks?
Since you're the one giving out letter grades, you can be the judge. Pop filters away. Just you and the microphone. Pop, 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 pop.
So I'm judging who is eating it the most quietly?
Right.
The quietest?
So you chime in when you can hear me eating.
There it is.
I got, like, all the way in. And I don't want to eat this.
I'm taking it back out. Ooh. I think it's because all the...
You took it back out?
I don't have to eat it. I just got to bite. I think it's because all the sugar has fallen off. The sugar is a telltale sign of your teeth touching.
Uh-huh.
Ugh, that's so great.
All right, I'm going to go next.
All right, I'm closing my eyes. I'm going to call it out when I hear it.
Okay.
There it is.
Sniped it. Wait, this is Pop Filter Tim? This is not Pop Filter Tim. Which do we prefer?
I like Unfiltered Tim.
Yeah.
Hashtag filtered? No filter, Tim.
Unfiltered.
You know, maybe it's the pop filter that's ruining his any sense of pitch.
Oh, my God. All right. Filter's down.
Okay.
Filter.
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 Filter. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
No, that was really bad. Put the filter back on.
The rest of us are pretty good.
Yeah. I thought we sounded great.
B+.
All right. Paris's judgment.
All right.
Let's
close my eyes.
Is
it in now?
No.
Okay.
But that's not what your mom...
Wait, Nick, explain that joke.
Okay. Play Wait, the let me explain it while I try to quietly eat this.
Okay.
So, look at that. A little like okay, a little penis.
He's definitely not eating right now.
Is
he doing racist Wayne Brady again? Oh, hi, Kevin is here. Is that a sufficient introduction?
No.
Do you just want to do your own introduction? What's your dream intro?
Oh, I don't know. I think my dream intro is certainly not me introducing myself.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Nguyen! Why are you
going
third?
I don't know why he's jumping the gun.
But he hit
the
right note.
Yeah.
That was amazing. He hit the wrong note. He hit my note.
He hit the 7. You're supposed to be on the 5.
I can't tell.
Well, that's your introduction, Kevin.
Yeah, cool. We finally got there.
Kevin Nguyen is an internet person.
We only finally hit my intro in the year 2018. That's how long we've been in this room.
It's been an oppressive Trump regime.
But your guys' beards look great.
This is a segment called In the Year 2000.
In the year 2000.
I really wish we wouldn't do that.
What?
Oh, nothing. Go on.
Wait, right. Is it time for a little segment called Back in Black
with Lewis Black?
I just think it's a bad idea.
All right, guys. We've had a lot of segment ideas throughout this whole season. Some of them have fallen through the cracks. Nick, what are some of your favorites in a little segment I like to call Back in Black with Lewis Black?
I mean, enough time has passed.
Tim,
true.
You gonna slow this one down?
A problem
no,
with this?
No. Go ahead.
We finally have a segment rolling here. We've been dicking around this whole time. Now I got
a
good
segment. Thanks a lot, Tim.
I apologize.
You know what my pet peeve is?
He's even doing the voice.
Guys who just have their behinds stuck in the past.
This is a racist
Lewis Black
voice.
Get with it. It's 2016.
It's 2018.
Frickin' be in the present. Do you hear me?
Is this Hulk Hogan?
Hey there, brother. It's me, Mo Rocca.
What you gonna do, brother, when Steve Colbert's arms wrap around you?
Hey, Steve, good to see you back.
Guys, I'm in the middle of a segment, brother. I hate Gawker.com. If I ever saw Nick Denton, I would pile drive him while using the N-word.
I was brought up not to insult people because I was brought up as a good boy. But to me, Hulk Hogan is a very bad man, and I do not like him. And I am Andre the Giant, as you all guessed.
I love an impression is just like, hey, it's me, Andre the Giant.
Hey, guys,
it's me, Andre the Giant. That's the impression that I'm doing.
Tim, they're going higher here.
Look, I've got to give a speech.
Tourette's?
After the end of the war.
This is a king speech? Is this? Yeah, okay.
It's me, the king. It's me, the king's speech.
I want to know how we got here.
I don't know. God damn it, there was a segment that started all this off, right?
Announcing your impression and it's the king's speech. Hey, it's me, the king's speech.
Hey, it's me, the Rain Man. Oh, that's where I... B plus?
Yeah, B plus.
Thank you.
Not bad.
God damn it, what we were doing... Okay, all right. Back to the meat and potatoes. Hello.
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 You went live.
Wow, that was perfect and minor.
Hey, it's me, Rocky II.
Adrian.
That was really bad.
Come on.
It's really good.
That was great.
Do Vicini from The Princess Bride.
Oh, I've never seen The Princess Bride.
I don't care. And that's cool.
Yeah.
Slumber party.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you, my dude.
Yeah.
People are always just like, I'll be watching TV with someone. They'll be like, that guy was in The Princess Bride. And I was like, who gives a fuck? Who gives a flying fuck?
You know what grinds my gears?
What is this? Peter Griffin? What's your McFarlane?
Oh, it's me, a voice everyone can do.
Except you, apparently.
Yeah, that is a really bad Stewie. Hey, I assume it's Stewie.
Hey, Lois.
Peter.
Oh, that was great.
That was fantastic. That's all I got.
That's your McFarlane, too.
It's like those like one-word impressions of Woody Allen. It's like, bananas.
Fuck. Bananas is good.
Bananas.
Okay, this is a segment called One-Word Impressions.
Apples.
Was that Stallone again?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. You were a little cued for it, but I still nailed it.
Ass.
Christopher Walken.
Yep.
Circus.
Tom Waits.
Yeah. Oh, not bad.
Woo!
Ric Flair.
No.
Vince Vaughn.
Woo!
R. Kelly?
Closer.
Who?
Well, maybe just saying it's like if maybe the game should work. It's like if they don't get the first word, you do another word.
Yep. Yeah,
like,
beautiful,
great.
It's like
you must be a strategist. Will Smith?
Yes.
Oh,
nice. Not bad, right?
Yeah, yeah, not bad.
It's like I think once you get it, you'll get it.
Yeah, this is a great game. I'll do this for the rest of my life. Psalm.
Oh, it's Smash Mouth.
You
Smash
can't reuse
Smash Mouth guy.
It counts. It counts. Somebody. Let's continue this rocking segment though.
Peanut.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Is that a Princess Bride thing?
Yep.
All right, fine, whatever.
Fuck that.
George!
Seinfeld. Okay, I got one.
Yep.
Huh? I like how I'm not even doing words. I'm just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah! That's Jay-Z.
Thank you. Darth Vader.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Counts.
Ah!
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Are we still doing this?
Yes, forever.
Man.
This is the rest of your life now. This is all of 2018.
It's now 2019 now. Yeah.
Corbin!
Oh, Aziz.
No.
No.
But I can do an Aziz.
That was pretty Aziz-y.
It was that other guy. Chris Tucker.
Yes, that was Chris Tucker.
Are they the same person?
They're very super close.
I feel like Aziz is just like, I was trying to go to Momofuku, and there was a light. But I know David Chang.
Oh my god, why haven't I even made you do that all night? Fuck. Tim, you got one?
Creep.
Tom York?
Nope.
Give it again.
Creep.
Okay, you put a bottle in your mouth when you did that
TLC?
One.
Oh, is this the ending one? Is this the one that no one gets?
Bottle is back in his mouth.
Move, creep.
Judge Dredd?
Nope. Super close, though.
Jason, I feel like we're fucked. It's probably a Princess Bride reference.
RoboCop.
Oh no.
Yes!
Oh.
I've never seen RoboCop.
It's a great impression.
I believe you. All right, Nick, round us out with style. It's going to be the last one.
Prince.
Jafar.
Get Tim Curry.
That was Tim Curry?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize that either. Yeah.
Tim Curry played Jafar?
Am I wrong?
I don't know.
I think I'm right.
Let's look it up.
Is he right or is he wrong?
In a new segment called Kevin Looks at His Phone.
We're stalling for Kevin. We're stalling for Kevin. We're stalling for Kevin. We're stalling for Kevin. Stalling for Kevin. Has he had enough time?
We're
stalling for Kevin. We're stalling for Kevin. We're stalling for Kevin. We're stalling for Kevin. We're stalling for Kevin. Now he's had enough time.
I was right.
Well, Kevin, thank you for coming by. So glad we got to introduce you. Follow Kevin on the internet where he does things at, what's your Twitter handle?
Kane Nguyen.
Kane Nguyen.
I can't spell my last name. You're the racist.
Yep, so don't be a racist. Follow Kevin. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.